We are now a target of a conspiracy, a worldwide conspiracy, and this depends on what is happening in the Arab world.
Obviously, it's military action. Did we invade Libya? No. Do we have U.S. troops on the ground in Libya? No. It is the use of military force in concert with our allies. Military force is inherently a risky proposition, puts men and women in harm's way, and military. But what it is not is, in the context that we live in today, anything like a situation where you had, at one point, 170,000 plus U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq, where you have 100,000 U.S. troops and 140 ISAF troops overall in Afghanistan, and in a prolonged engagement, a prolonged war. That is not what is happening in Libya.
Today, my administration is releasing a blueprint for a secure energy future that outlines a comprehensive national energy policy, one that we've been pursuing since the day I took office. And cutting our oil dependence by a third is part of that plan. Here at Georgetown, I'd like to talk in broad strokes about how we can achieve these goals. Now, meeting the goal of cutting our oil dependence depends largely on two things. First, finding and producing more oil at home. Second, reducing our overall dependence on oil with cleaner alternative fuels and greater efficiency.
Because the government doesn't want to take responsibility for this incident, they are only giving minimal amount of information.
We are very sorry for causing troubles and concerns to the international community, and we are making efforts to get more updates out to people overseas.